Hello, lovely people. It is Friday, October 20th. Friday. Remember, what's within influences what happens without. So let's get our minds right and make this day great. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, where we tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. We start today with an overview of the headlines around the world. First, we start here in the U.S. The House of Representatives is still looking for a new leader or Speaker of the House. Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio was potentially going to be named Speaker this past week, but after two rounds of voting, Jordan failed to secure the necessary number of votes in the House to win the gavel. The House has been without a Speaker now for more than 2 weeks after former Speaker of the House, Representative Kevin McCarthy, was historically voted out. This means the House of Representatives remains effectively frozen, unable to take action on some very serious issues like funding for Ukraine and its ongoing war with Russia and decisions that need to be made in regard to the war between Israel and Hamas. Also, Congress faces a government funding deadline in November. There has been, however, an interim Speaker of the House, Patrick McHenry, but his powers are very limited. Some Republicans are discussing, though, a possible resolution where his powers could expand until a new Speaker is elected so that some of the major issues I just mentioned can be voted on. Now, for an update on Israel's war with Hamas, the Islamist group, classified as a terrorist organization by the United States, the European Union, and some others, which attacked Israel nearly 2 weeks ago. Israel has agreed to allow first aid and other resources to enter Gaza, which is controlled by Hamas, through Egypt, which neighbors Gaza to the west. The hope is that first aid, food, and water can reach the innocent civilians who are dealing with critically low levels of supplies. The absence of crucial aid has sparked protests around the world. The World Health Organization says conditions are, quote, spiraling out of control for millions that have been effectively trapped in Gaza as Israel controls the borders. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden was scheduled to deliver an Oval Office address last night to make the case for sustaining wartime aid to both Israel and Ukraine, as public opinion regarding U.S. assistance has been mixed. We'll continue to keep you updated as these stories unfold right here on CNN 10. 10-second trivia. In what year did World War II end? 1914, 1918, 1939, or 1945? On September 2nd, 1945, Japan signed the formal surrender, officially ending World War II.
This is believed to be the HMS Thistle, a sunken World War II British submarine. The wreckage was discovered in the spring. Scientists found the wreck at a depth of more than 500 feet outside the Norwegian county of Rogaland. HMS Thistle's last voyage was in 1940, when it was sunk by a German submarine, leaving all 53 crew members dead. It was discovered during a Mariano program research cruise examining the seabed.
Next up, a helium-filled floating mode of transportation. Yes, helium, just like those birthday balloons. Helium isn't flammable like hydrogen-filled blimps of the past, and a company called Hybrid Air Vehicle says their new yet old-school looking airship is perfect for shorter regional journeys that can float about 100 passengers at a time through the air at about 80 miles per hour, and they say it's much better for the environment than conventional planes. But does it make sense, and is it safe? Let's learn more.
It's a fast ship. It's a high-speed rail of the sky, flying at about 80 miles an hour.
UK-based company Hybrid Air Vehicles believes it has a solution for climate-conscious travellers of the future, even if it might look like something from the past.
It's got a lot of heritage back into airships, there's no doubt about that. It sort of looks like one from some angles. So we've got a little bit of public hearts and minds to win over. But the reality is, three quarters of it is standard aviation technology. It just comes in a slightly strange shaped wrapper.
The Airlander 10 is designed for short-haul and regional journeys. It's filled with helium, which is more expensive, scarcer and less buoyant than hydrogen, but is also safer as it's not flammable.
It's going to be about 300 feet long, longer than a 747, lifts 100 passengers.
Getting on board, you're going into a spacious cabin. So there's lots of light coming in. It's quiet. You can open the windows. You can get up and move around the cabin. Every seat's accessible to the aisle, accessible to wheelchairs and people of more limited mobility.
HAV also claims the carbon emissions would be 90% lower than the equivalent journey on a conventional aircraft.
Some of the early customers that have come to us have said, well, what about putting 16 people on board and taking them on overnight cruises? It gets people to parts of the world that are really hard to get to, and it's done in a way that minimises the impact on the environment you're going through. The very first Airlander aircraft coming off the production line will be going off to do those sort of jobs in places like the Arctic or on safari. It doesn't restrict itself to operating from runways. All it needs is a relatively flat space. And that space can be sand, it can be grass, it can be water. So we can create new connections for people, getting them closer to where they want to get to.
Despite some previous setbacks, HAV states it's the only company in the world to have successfully flown this type of aircraft and is working towards commercial production of the Airlander 10.
Our plan is to be delivering at least 24 of these aircraft per year into the market from later this decade.
For today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, pizza, man, which has its roots dating back thousands of years, right? Drawing inspiration from topped flatbreads eaten by the ancient Egyptians, Greeks, and Romans. But the modern pizza as we know it today with tomato sauce and cheese, well, that comes from Naples in the 18th century. Now get ready for a story that's as cheesy and saucy as your favorite pie. We've got the lowdown on a Domino's pizza delivery vehicle you just can't miss. The Triton A2, created in the 80s, looks like it's from outer space and it's for sale.
This is Domino's 1985 Triton A2 pizza delivery car. And yes, it's up for auction. Only 10 of these rocket ship-like cars were ever made in the 1980s, and just a few survive today. The Triton A2 was originally commissioned by the founder of Domino's Pizza. It had customized warming ovens in the rear to deliver pizzas around Ann Arbor, Michigan, where Domino's is headquartered.
Watch out, spotted 0.06.
At the time, futuristic cars and space motifs were all the rage in pop culture. This Triton, for instance, was built in 1985, the same year that the blockbuster hit Back to the Future was released. And in another blast to the past, it was Domino's Pizza that campaign staffers reached for when President Joe Biden, then a senator, announced his withdrawal from the 1988 presidential election.
I've been told that Senator Biden will announce that he is quitting the campaign.
The Triton A2 boasts 80 miles per gallon fuel efficiency, according to Bonham's Auction House, which sold a similar Domino's car in 2019 for nearly $45,000.
Domino's Pizza delivers.
Even the car's current owner admits, though, it's pretty terrible to drive and probably wasn't that great at delivering pizza. But it does look awfully cool.
I had a pizza joke I wanted to tell you, but I won't. It's too cheesy. Our special shout out today goes to Friendship Heritage Middle School, Lubbock, Texas. We see you. Thank you to all of you who have learned and laughed with us this week. Before we send you out, we're going to take a look back at the memorable moments we've shared. Remember, you are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.